Good morning. Good to see everyone this morning. We are in the book of Ephesians, fifth chapter. We've been working on these first four verses and dealing with discipleship. And we'll start in verse 1 and then we'll skip to verse 4. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Let us go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we're just so thankful for all that you've done for us. Lord, it's just incredible the God that you are and the provider that you are. And Lord, as we turn our thoughts this morning to your word and consider some of the incredible things you've done for us, Lord, just give us a heart of appreciation for all you've done for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Ask that you'll continue to be with us as we try to serve you and tell others about Jesus. Just ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Titled my message, again, we're finishing up a series, and this is the fourth installment. One of them I did too, so fifth sermon, but four different parts. And so we're talking about following God with thankfulness. And as we look at our verse there in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 4, it breaks down talking about followers of God, and then it talks about four different things that followers of God do, or how we follow God. And the very first one is we follow God as dear children, childlike faith, needing Him to provide for us, very, very important. And then as followers of God, disciples of the Lord, we are to walk in love, be immersed in love, and understanding that Christ has demonstrated His love for us should make us easier to love one another, and so also to love the Lord. And then verse 3, it talks about following God as becometh saints, and talked about that word being actually, it means holy. That the Greek word literally is the same word we use, or is translated holy. So it could be translated as becometh holy children of God, or followers of God, as becometh holy. So following Him, setting ourselves apart, being sanctified, sanctification. The Bible talks about the fact that God sanctifies us, sets us apart, but also the fact that we have to sanctify ourselves, making choices to continue to be sanctified and set apart holy unto the Lord. And then the last one we're going to talk about this morning, we're going to talk about giving of thanks. And I know normally this is a Thanksgiving message and talking about thanks. And yes, it's great that we talk about giving of thanks and Thanksgiving, but it's not just a once-in-a-year topic of something, but it's something we should do all the time. It's really, really important, our giving of thanks. We don't want to be unthankful. Our lesson this morning, we kind of talked about people who forget what God has done for them and are unappreciative and no longer fear Him. And we don't want to be that kind of people. We should be giving of thanks. Disciples, followers of God, should be people who are thankful for what God has done for him. And the giving of thanks is something we do with our mouth. We talk about it. And so there in the fourth verse, followers of God, it says, so what we don't do, and there's three things here, talks about with our mouth. Neither filthiness, obscenities, things that come out of our mouth that should not be so, foolish talking, or jesting, vulgar talk. So there's three things, and it's all about our language. It's about how we express ourselves, the words we use. And there's three different types of words, language that we shouldn't use, but rather, right, this is the kind of language, this is how we should talk, to be thankful. And if you have ever been around somebody who isn't, who's ungrateful, who's unthankful, you can just tell it by their actions, by their words, by how they talk about stuff. And somebody who is appreciative, who is thankful, you can again tell by their actions, by their words. But rather, giving of thanks. I hope that I am known for one who's thankful, not only for God, but also for others and the things that they do, not just for me, but just in who they are in their relationship to the Lord and their relationship to others. So this here where it says neither, so these are the things we aren't to do, right? But rather. So what does that mean there? What does that tell us? Do not do this, but this is what you should be doing, right? That tells us that it is a choice, right? We have a choice whether or not we are going to give thanks, whether we're going to be appreciative of the things that God has done for us. It's interesting that here in this chapter, towards the latter part, not at the very end, but towards the latter part, it talks more about the giving of thanks. And he says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, right? We know what psalms are. We've been studying the psalms. We've been 3 months in psalms. We're going to do another 3 months, right? But there's 150 of them, and there's a lot to look at there. And they are actually songs that were for worship in the Old Testament, some of them written as far back as Moses. Most of them are written, about half I think are written by David. Most of them are written for tabernacle or temple worship. And that worship was a corporate worship in that Israel would come together and they would worship together. Not unlike what church worship would be and how they would sing and use music in worship in exalting the Lord. And it goes on and says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I can look at the words and I can see what the words are. We know what psalms are, right? And hymns, I know what a hymn is from the standpoint of what we have as hymns, right? We have hymnals, and then we have spiritual songs. It's interesting, these three categories. I wish I was here when Paul, the church at Ephesus, to know what those three categories really were. I mean, that music that exists then, those three categories, we really don't know what they are. I mean, we know what psalms are, but we really don't know what any of the other songs that they might have sung and how they would have fit in those different categories. And I find that really fascinating. Lots of times I'll read the Bible and I want more information, right? I want, it's kind of like Google. Now I want to hit a button and it gives me more information on this, and singing and making melody in your heart. Giving thanks always. So this singing, these psalms seem to be tied into this being thankful. This morning, on the way to church, I was playing music, and it makes me appreciative. I was singing a song of what Christ did on the cross, and it makes me appreciative. It made me thankful for what he was doing. So song, spiritual song, hymn, move us to be appreciative and thankful, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father. In the name, right? And so this is how we pray. Our Heavenly Father, and I ask these things in the name of Jesus. So literally, one of the things that we're to be doing is praying, giving a thanks. List those things that we are thankful for. Sometimes I get busy and I don't get started very often right at the 1st of November, but I try during that month to list some things, to identify things. But this is something always, right? Not just in November. Boy, there's nothing worse than somebody who is unappreciative, who is unthankful. And we as children of God should definitely be that. And it talks about different psalms, and it's kind of interesting. I just did a quick little search in our hymn book, and when you go to the back and you look at, just look under the word thankfulness, I don't know, there's a list of 20 songs there, but it also says, see, I can't remember what word I looked up, praise, I think, it says adoration, to adore. That is what thankfulness is, and there's a really long, like two or three different pages, not pages, but columns of songs about adoration and what Jesus has done for us and being thankful. And so one of the things it did here, now I'm going to use this as a text at Thanksgiving too, but I'm going to go in a totally different direction. I'm going to talk about what Thanksgiving looks like and what it doesn't look like at Thanksgiving. But this morning, because it talks about giving thanks always, and it talks about speaking to yourselves in Psalms, and I know Psalms has a lot to do with Thanksgiving. Our songs, when I hear a song that is worshipful and praising God and, identifying the incredible characteristics of God, it makes me thankful. And so what I thought I'd like to do this morning is go to Psalms and talk about, speaking to yourselves in Psalms, talk about what Psalms says and tells us about being thankful. For the first thing I want to talk about is in Psalms, it tells us just some basic information about being thankful. Thankful. And it's kind of interesting, Psalms 92, and it's all about giving a thanks. But it's a song for the Sabbath. So this is something they would have sung on their day of worship. And so it would have been, as we sung songs this morning, tell me the story. I mean, how appreciative of thankful. Tell me the story of what Jesus has done for me. And so it was a song for worship. And it literally says this: it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing. It is a wise thing. It is a necessary thing. It just talks about the importance, in everything it tells us in the New Testament. Always, it tells us in the New Testament. Old Testament, it is a good thanks. It is a good thing to give thanks. And in order to give thanks, we have to identify. We sing the song in here, right? Count your many blessings, name them one by one. When we give thanks, sometimes we just say, Lord, thank you for this day. But sometimes we should count, right? Sometimes we should be specific about the things that we're thankful for. And to sing praises unto his name, O most high. It is a good thing to give thanks. Romans, and I'm not going to talk a lot about this chapter, but this is a chapter where mankind, but especially even God's people, forget and don't acknowledge God. And, we were talking in Sunday school, the psalm that we looked at this morning talked about acknowledging God and acknowledging that if we aren't appreciative that we're going to we're going to face God's judgment and God's chastening, and it's an important thing to acknowledge who God is. We do not want to get and be like Israel, who forgot and continued to be disobedient on multiple occasions. But Romans 1 talks about people because that when they knew God, and it's talking about people who had a relationship with God, two things that they chose not to do when they knew him. They glorified him not as God. They didn't give him the honor and the glory that he deserves. Neither were thankful for what God had provided and done for him, but became vain in their imagination, became all about us, right? It's easy to do. And their foolish hearts were darkened. I don't know about you, but I don't want to face that. And so giving a thanks, it is a good thing. It is a necessary thing. It is an important thing that we do. And the Psalms tells us some other things about the giving of thanks. Once we're dead, we can't do it. So we need to do it now. Now, I know we're going to be praising God in heaven, but on this earth where we're supposed to be appreciative for what he does for us in this life, we can't do it after we're dead. For in death, there's no remembrance of these things that he's done for us. We can't acknowledge him here in this life. In the grave, who shall give the thanks? Also, it talks about who should, right? Surely the righteous, those, we talked about righteous, those who do righteous deeds, those who are holy, those who are have a relationship with God. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. Not always, right? I mean, it's kind of a statement of fact. Yes, the righteous will do it. Well, if anyone will, the righteous will, but we don't always, right? We can take things for granted. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. We should, that it is our obligation, if you will. It is our responsibility. It is good. And so we could even say it is good, surely the righteous. It is good for the righteous. It is good for the holy to give thanks. If we look at it, children of God as saints, as holy, will give thanks, right? You would think so, but it doesn't always work like that. And talks about how long, to the end, that my glory may sing praise to thee and be not silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. In this life, we can only do it until we pass, but we will. If we look in Revelations, we see places where there is worship, adoration, the giving of thanks for what God has done for us. Even in eternity, we will be being thankful for what God has done. The second thing I want to touch on in dealing with Psalms and thankfulness, it tells us among whom we are to show. So it talks about where we are to be doing this. And I found these verses kind of interesting. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. And this is just people in general. Anywhere you're at, we should be thankful. Whether we're at home among our family, we should be thankful. If we are at work among fellow employees, we should be thankful. If we're at church, we should be thankful. If we're at school, wherever we are, it is something that we should always be doing, whether it's out loud or just in our actions that we are thinking, calling on his name, giving thanks, making known. How are we thankful? Telling others of what God has done for our life. Chris this morning asked us, our Sunday school teacher asked us the question, when was there a time that God provided, did something for you? And, you know, do we talk about that? Do we share it with others, the many things that make known his deeds to others so we can acknowledge God before others? We're to give thanks in worship for us in church. I will give thanks in the great congregation, talking about the as they came together for Sabbath and the temple worship. I will praise thee among much people. Obviously, counting our blessings, telling one another what God has done for us, encourages us as brothers and sisters in Christ. We're to give thanks, obviously, one of the most important places in the world, so others can see what Christ has done for us, so the lost can see. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, among the lost. I don't really like that word heathen, but it's identifying people that are not in a relationship with God, and sing praises unto your name. And there's a lot of people that don't know the Lord, and we are to be telling them, showing them what God has done. And if we're thankful, they're going to want what we have. But too often we're unappreciative and ungrateful. And it's kind of like, with all those obligations, why do I want what you have if God's not doing anything to benefit you? And so we should be thankful and grateful among the lost in the world so other people can see Jesus in us. The other place it talks about in Psalms that we are to be thankful, and I found this one really fascinating and how important it is, and Israel saw this really important, that they, not only among, you know, just everybody and congregation, worship obviously, and then among the lost, but also among family. And it says here, so we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, we give thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. What an important thing to show other generations, our children, our children's children, our grandchildren, asking grace, just saying thankful, saying thanks for what God has provided for us so that we can eat and all the other things that that we are thankful for on a daily basis. And it's really important if we want our kids to have a relationship to God and be grateful, we need to show that we're grateful. If we want our grandkids to be grateful and appreciative, we need to show that. We need to set that example. We give thee thanks and show it to all generations that are before us. Sometimes there are families that don't have older people, first generations that are Christian. You may be the first one in your family, and you need to show that example. Show forth thy praise to everyone in your family, to all generations. And maybe you're younger. Maybe you can show it to your parents or to your grandparents. The third thing that I want to talk about this morning in Psalms is that we find four reasons why we are to show our thankfulness unto the Lord. We're to be thankful for who he is, for the fact that he is holy. We're sinful. And the only way to correct that is God's holiness. And in his holiness, he sent Jesus Christ to die for us so that he can, through Jesus, make us holy. And so we need to make sure we acknowledge that and remember who God is. Sometimes people want to make God like we are. And I'm so thankful that God isn't like us, that God's not a sinner like us, that God is holy. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, you that can appreciate his righteousness, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And at the instances when God does stuff through his holiness for our helpful to help us, we should remember that and be thankful for all those things that he does for us because of his holiness. It's interesting, this verse is listed two times in two different psalms. Here in Psalms 97:12, and the exact same verse is also listed in Psalms 30, verse 4. So this is a really important point that is being made. Giving thanks, remembering who God is, appreciating God for who he is. Also, we find that we're to give thanks and we're to declare his works. This psalm is used some three times, Psalms 26:7, Psalm 75:1, Psalms 107, verse 22. And I'm just going to read it once, obviously. But it says, Psalms 26, verse 7, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all of thy wondrous works. Go back to the song, Counting Your Blessing One by One. We really should identify those things that God has done for us. We really should be telling others about what God does for us through thanksgiving and appreciation of who and what God is to us. And then I think one of the things that I like most in this whole thing that it talks about in Psalms about God, about our being thankful to the Lord, is we are to give thanks because of God's mercy. We find that this verse, this exact verse, is used seven times in the psalm. So it really shows how important it is. I'm not going to list them all, but seven different times this exact verse is used. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. So that's one of the things we need to acknowledge, just that he is good. Because his mercy. Why is he good? Because his mercy endureth forever. God, his mercy is so important to us. Mercy is the topic of the Old Testament. It's used over 200 times in the Old Testament, talking about mercy. Now, grace in the Old Testament is not used. Grace is used about 40 times. But when we get to the New Testament, it talks about grace. And it's interesting the contrast these two. And in the Old Testament, or in the New Testament, mercy is only used about 50 times. So mercy, God demonstrating his patience in the Old Testament is through mercy. In the New Testament, it's through grace. And we talk about those two different things. Mercy is not getting what we deserve, and grace is getting what we don't deserve. But mercy is so important. And even in the New Testament, it talks about mercy, and I'm so appreciative. And mercy and grace are so intertwined. We should be giving thanks for his grace and for his mercy, that it endures and that it continues, that he's patient with us. He is good. He wants to bless us. I remember growing up, hearing pastors or a teacher who would say, you know, we need to be careful what we pray for. And the one that sticks out in my mind is a mom whose son, growing up, I grew up during the Vietnam War, asked for her son to come home, and he's killed and came home in a box. Be careful what you ask for. Folks, God is not mean. God is not tricky. God does not do mean things. I don't think that was God doing that. God is good. God is merciful. And yeah, we should be praying for those things. If it's not God's will lay it on our heart for us to move on and be praying about something else. God wants to give us good things. Jesus used the example, if you earthly fathers, if you earthly parents know how to give good gifts, right? Are you going to give if he asks for bread, are you going to give him a stone? Are you going to give him a snake? No, that would be tricky. That would be mean. That's not good. God is good because of his mercy, because of his grace, because of his kindness. And because of this, we need to be thankful that he isn't mean, that he isn't vindictive. God has lots of reasons to be upset with us, right? You know, my past sins, before I was saved, I was lost, I was a sinner. We're all sinners. James talks about how we're sinners and we're good at it. But he is merciful and he forgave us of that. And even as a child of God, the thing, when I mess up, he is still merciful. He's still gracious. And oh, I am so thankful that he's good and still willing to forgive me even when I mess up. Malachi says, "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that is merciful, that is graceful, and passeth by the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy." In Luke, I think it's 15th chapter, you have three parables. You got the parable of the lost sheep. You got the parable of the lost coin. You got the parable of the prodigal son. And after each one of those, we find that that it says there's joy in heaven over one that repents. God delights in mercy. There is rejoicing going on when we say, "Lord, forgive me." When someone is saved, there's rejoicing in heaven. In Ephesians, the second chapter, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy," and he wants to share his wealth of mercy and grace, "for his great love wherewith he has loved us." We are to give thanks and to magnify God. "I will praise the name of God with a song." I'm not sure you want me to praise God with a song, but there's other ways I can praise God. Some of you are really good about praising and uplifting God with a song. But that's what this song is talking about. This song was about praising God. "I will magnify him with thanksgiving." I always found this interesting, magnifying God. To magnify is to make something bigger. We can't make God bigger. God is as big as God will ever be. God's everywhere, right? But not everyone sees God. And so we can bring things into focus for others. I think we can bring God into focus for ourselves when we praise him, when we're thankful. It puts our focus on the Lord, and it shows others where our focus also is. "I will praise thy name," the name of God. "I will magnify you because I am thankful," when I am thankful. If the pianist and song leader will come forward, we're going to close with Psalms 100, which is a whole psalm about being thankful. And it says here, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name." Oh, that we would be thankful. I try to be, but I can always work on it. I can always be more thankful, appreciative, and bless the name of the Lord for all that he has done for us. Enter into his courts. Tell others about what God has done. Let's all stand. We're going to do